Amory and 107.5 FM W298DK Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is a special report from ABC News Government Shutdown Watch. I'm Michelle Franzen. Republicans scrambling to avert a shutdown at midnight. The original bipartisan deal scrapped after Elon Musk and President-elect Trump demanded changes, including extending the debt ceiling. A Trump-backed measure failed in a vote last night. ABC's Jay O'Brien says the House Speaker's next plan, separate measures.
A separate bill that would be what is in effect a quote-unquote clean funding of the government to March of next year. That means nothing else attached to it, just extending of government funding at its current levels to March of next year, we're told from sources. That's one bill. Then there's a separate bill that includes that $100 billion or so dollars for disaster relief, which Democrats have said is crucial, which senators on both sides of the aisle have said are necessary for them to get their votes. Then there's a third bill on funding for farmers.
3.5 million government workers would be impacted if funding runs out. This is ABC News.
I'm James Kelly with WLAK News. Your news roundup in quick podcast form. Find it anytime on the WLAK website at lakeair.radio. For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly. Wisconsin travel officials are expecting a busy and possibly record-breaking holiday season. A AAA survey estimated that nearly 2.5 million Wisconsin residents will be traveling at least 50 miles during the busiest travel season of the year, which would break last year's record high by about 75,000 travelers. With the added travel and freezing conditions on the roadways, officials are warning residents to drive carefully, account for additional travel time, and give themselves some extra space from other vehicles on the road. Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers has announced the launch of a new rebate program with the Public Service Commission. According to a press release, the Home Electrification and Appliance Rebate will provide instant discounts for low and moderate income households to install energy-efficient appliances. Officials say the program will help lower the cost of those appliances upfront and help struggling families reduce their energy bills long term. The program received nearly $75 million in funding from the Inflation Reduction Act. The Barron County District Attorney says no criminal charges will be filed in relation to a fatal motorcycle collision in September. The crash occurred on September 29th at the intersection of County Highway W and 19th Street in Barron County. Authorities say the driver of the vehicle made a left turn onto 19th Street and cut in front of the motorcycle. A blood sample showed no impairment in the driver and speed was not a factor. While no criminal charges were filed, the driver was cited for making an improper left turn resulting in death to another. The Rice Lake City Council has placed a time frame on a project to turn a former nursing home in the downtown area into affordable housing. The council approved an amendment to the development agreement requiring Movin' Out, the Madison company overseeing the project, to present quarterly progress reports and assume ownership and demolition of the site after 5 years from the start date of construction. Movin' Out officials say the delays are related to legal hurdles and due diligence in pursuing tax credits for low-income housing. For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly.
Bucks players in the Hall of Fame? Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Naismith Basketball Hall of Fame has posted their nominees for this year's class of inductees, and four Milwaukee Bucks are on the list. Marcus Johnson, who played 11 years with the team. Terry Cummings, who had an 18-year career in the NBA, six with Milwaukee. John McLaughlin, who was on the 1971 championship team, nominated as an NBA contributor. And head coach Doc Rivers, who was on a list of one of the top 15 coaches of all time in the NBA. The finalists to be announced during the All-Star break in February. The Bucks are on the road tonight in Cleveland taking on the first place Cavaliers. NFL, the Packers holding practice in the snow yesterday, getting ready to host the Saints. Matt LaFleur says he wants to see his team dominate on Monday night.
We have not played a complete game, I would say, in all three phases in the same game. There's been moments, but it always comes back down to focusing on yourself, and I don't care who you're playing in this league.
That's Packers head coach Matt LaFleur with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Bright and beautiful, with the sunlight making the fresh snow sparkle. High temperatures today only tap the teens and slide sub-zero overnight. This means tomorrow it'll be a chilly one with highs remaining in the teens. A few more clouds filter in for Sunday, but we stay dry all weekend long. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 15 degrees.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Robot vacuums still frighten me, but you could win one as part of the Grown Up Gift List Text to Win contest. Jane Matinair is here. Where are you on robot vacuums?
Probably no. Yeah. My husband and I bought a Shark. If I could love a little appliance, I love my Shark vacuum.
When something actually sucks the way that you want it to, that's a good thing.
That is a good thing.
Well, look at the time here.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday morning, 6 until 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome Milwaukee film and TV critic Matt Miller. And it's a bar band Friday night as Terry Barr drops in with new music and great conversation. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8. This is Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
Live from the Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Albaugh Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Albaugh.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Todd Albaugh, along with our outstanding producer-engineer, Mr. Aaron Zommers, on the board. It is 6 past the hour of 1 o'clock. Welcome into hour number 2 of the big program on this TGIF edition, Friday, December 20th, 2024. It is a great day to be a Wisconsinite. Glad to have you along here at the end of the week. Last weekend before Christmas, get your Christmas shopping done, if that's your thing. Roads around Wisconsin slowly beginning to improve. Looking at the WIAA, the 511 WI.gov. Get it right, Todd. Many of the roadways are back into good winter driving condition. There are some exceptions out there. So don't speed. Be prepared for some of the blowing and drifting in the open areas. You may suddenly come across an area on the interstate or main thoroughfare that's very snow covered. That is not going to go well if you slam on your brakes. So tap your brakes lightly and be cautious out there, everybody. Aaron Zommers in with me. We're going to get into a lot to get to this hour. Remember, your final chance in just a moment to enter our Growing Up Gift List Text to Win contest. Up for grabs this hour. An all-expense-paid overnight getaway to the lovely Chula Vista. Or if you go there, they have a mariachi band that meets you in the lobby and they say, Ah, Chula Vista.
Well, I haven't been there, so could have fooled me.
Not really. But it's the Chula Vista Resort in Wisconsin Dells. Going to give that away this hour. Also, a what's worse. Couple of quick things before we do that. Again, a breaking news story this morning in Madison. According to Channel3000.com, the WISC Channel 3 CBS affiliate in Madison, Madison Police Chief Sean Barnes will be Seattle's next police chief. Seattle Mayor Bruce Harrell announced the move about an hour and a half ago. Barnes has been applying to seemingly every other job under the sun, came in second for Chicago and a couple other ones. He apparently has not wanted to stay in Madison for quite some time. And he hasn't been the chief that long, only since 2021. And as I said last hour, here's the disturbing thing to me. This is from the Seattle mayor. Quote, earlier this week, under tragic circumstances, the nation received its introduction to Chief Sean Barnes. We all saw firsthand what our team has known since we began that recruitment process, that Chief Barnes possesses the impressive leadership abilities, compassionate approach, and dedication to effective police work needed to continue moving our police department forward, unquote. Harold said he spoke with Madison Mayor Satya Rhodes Conway before announcing his decision. It would appear the tragedy in Madison with the school shooting earlier this week was essentially Sean Barnes's final interview for the job. He got it. quite frankly, personally, I say good riddance. Also, before we go on, talking about the continuing resolution defeat out in Washington, D.C., clock is ticking. Now under 11 hours before government shuts down unless they can come to an agreement. There was an agreement, a bipartisan agreement. Republicans and Democrats had agreed. And then Elon Musk, which we reported last hour, there was a provision in the first one, the first CR he killed, which would have hurt his Tesla car company. Could have been why, in part, he killed it. Trump and Vance then got on board after Musk did. They killed the deal. Then they tried to put up a second one last night to continue to make the government continue to run. And they added on a portion that would have lifted the debt ceiling, which meant Trump would have had unlimited ability to spend money in his first term. 38 Republicans, including Republican Tom Tiffany of Northern Wisconsin, voted no. Said, we're not going there. We are actually somewhat fiscal conservatives. So make no mistake, this was not the Democrats who are shutting government down, potentially. It is Elon Musk and Republicans. Now, yesterday, we had a couple of callers very concerned about things like Social Security and Medicaid. And I did not give a clear answer, and I apologize for that. I want to clean that up. This is great reporting by the Associated Press. What actually affects, you know, what things actually get affected by this shutdown if it happens at midnight, 11 o'clock our time? Question, will a government shutdown affect Social Security checks? No. Recipients of both Social Security and Medicare would continue to receive their benefits, which are part of mandatory spending that is not subject to an annual appropriation measure. Doctors and hospitals would also continue to get their Medicare and Medicaid reimbursements. But it's possible that new applications wouldn't be processed. During a government shutdown in 1996, which I was a part of, thousands of Medicare applicants were turned away. So again, if you're on Social Security or Medicare, your payments will continue, even if this goes forward. A couple of things that it will affect. Essential government agencies like the FBI, Border Patrol, Coast Guard will remain open. Transportation Security Administration, TSA officers, would continue to staff airport checkpoints, but many will not be getting paid. So expect some walkouts and slowdowns at airports. The U.S. Postal Service will not be affected because it's an independent agency. However, national parks and monuments would close. And while our military troops would stay at their positions, many civilian employees and agencies like the Department of Defense would be sent home. Court systems, the courts, would be affected as well, with civil proceedings paused while criminal prosecutions continue. And here's the kicker. Automated tax collection will stay on track, but the Internal Revenue Service would stop auditing tax returns. So, like, all this death and taxes, right? There's two things you can't stop. All right, it's 13 minutes past the hour of 1 o'clock. Here we go.
Gets his wings.
That's right.
It's you gotta understand, it's growing up gift list. You know, this is not for the kids. This is the growing up gift list. Darlene Love, getting it done. Oh my God, I love her voice. It's absolute. And Paul Schaefer on the CBS orchestra there. All right, this is the final time. The final countdown. Ba-da-da, ba-da-da-da. Well, there is one. You could do this during Dom's show at 4 o'clock. But you have a better chance if you enter now.
He's making that up. The lawyers are very insistent. That is not true.
Oh, it's the lawyers. By the way,
statewide.
I was going to say, by the way, the lawyers insist that I tell you this is a statewide contest. Here's how it goes. Download the Civic Media app to your Apple or Android device. Open it up. Click on the station closest to you. If there's not one close to you, you can choose any of the first 11 stations. Then you click on that. On the lower right-hand corner, it'll say text, T-E-X-T, text in the lower right-hand corner. Click on that. Now you're all set to go. I'm going to give you the word to text, and somebody this hour is going to win an overnight getaway to the Chula Vista Resort in Wisconsin Dells, and you'll be eligible to be one of 8 grand prize winners chosen at random by Rosie the Riveter Vacuum at the end of the day. Our grand prizes include that robot vacuum, Rosie, a humidifier, 2 espresso machines, a snowblower, 2 luggage sets, and a partridge in a pear tree. I want to win the partridge in the pear tree. All right, here we go. The word of the hour is wreath. Wreath. W-R-E-A-T-H. I've already messed it up. Wreath. W-R-E-A-T-H. What do you have on the door during Christmas? A wreath. I think this is a tough one to end on, by the way. It's not easy to spell for me. Wreath. There's a silent W to start with.
There is.
W. So let's pronounce it. Wreath. The word of the hour is wreath. W-R-E-A-T-H. Wreath. All right. Text it right now to the Civic Media app and you could be eligible. And now here's the deal. Jane Mattner and Greg Bach on the Mattner Show before hours. Great program, by the way, every morning, 10 until noon. They get a little saucy during the Christmas season.
They sure do.
And they've thrown down the Christmas cookie gauntlet. And there is a challenge of which person can get more texts.
Although this time, I don't think we actually negotiated terms.
There were no terms negotiated because they just threw it down. And last time, we were given the totality of numbers into the final day. This time around, they're not telling us. So I'm fearful that we're behind. I'm fearful that for the first time in one of these contests, we could lose.
And you can help us.
And that means that I may not come back. If I lose this contest, my contract may be pulled. So if you want more of the show in 2025, text wreath right now. Don't worry about yourself. Save me. W-R-E-A-T-H. W-R-E-A-T-H. Wreath right now. You could, as Tony Zimmerman says, win or go home. That's right. Jane Mattner, Todd Allball in a cage match. Loser leave Civic Media. She'd beat me, by the way. I would not want to take on Jane in a cage match because she is a very lovely, talented person, but you do not want to tick her off.
Once again, she has not agreed to these terms. This is all speculation.
By the way, it's a statewide contest.
Yes.
Now, when you enter, you're going to get a little bounce back text. It's going to tell you to sign up for a newsletter or whatever. And if you do that, you get a second chance. You get a second entry for yourself, not me, but for yourself. So in all seriousness, help yourself out because someone's going to win an overnight getaway to Chula Vista Resort this hour. This hour. Everybody gets entered in for the grand prize. The word this hour is wreath. W-R-E-A-T-H. Wreath. Text wreath right now.
Wreath. I see a couple people saying real. It's no. Wreath.
W-R-E-A-T-H. See, this was set up. It's a setup. You understand? It's a bad word. And the word is wreath. W-R-E-A-T-H. Oh, good heavens. Jane is calling in. What has she got? All right. See, I've ticked her off. She's going to challenge me to a cage match if I lose. Come on back. We'll see what Jane has to say. And the word is not reefer. Come on back on the Allball Show on Civic Media.
Hey, laser lips. Your mama was a snowblower.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK, Amory's home for Up North News Radio.
Here's another great reason to use the United States Postal Service this season. When sending a package, why venture outside? Ship with USPS for a true holiday ride. Want to stay cozy and warm? There's no need to roam. With free package pickup and labels printed from home, we have over 600,000 employees always in motion. And before you know it, your gift has delivered emotion. Spread the holiday joy this season with USPS's enhanced network. Learn more at usps.com/holidayride.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government buy-in for the people. New York City Mayor Eric Adams was denied access to over $4 million in matching public funding for his 2025 campaign due to questions over an ongoing federal investigation and accusations of financial mismanagement. The U.S. Department of Justice filed charges against the mayor in September, charging him with taking campaign donations from foreign nationals and businessmen, allegedly using straw donors to make them appear as legitimate donations. He is also accused of doing favors in exchange for luxury travel and attempting to conceal these transactions, according to the DOJ. The New York City Campaign Finance Board ruled December 16th that Mayor Adams' request for $4.5 million in matching funds would be denied. The chair of the board said in a statement, "After thoroughly reviewing all available information, including the details of the indictment of Mayor Adams, the board has determined there is reason to believe the Adams campaign has engaged in conduct detrimental to the matching funds program in violation of law, including the Campaign Finance Act and board rules." New York City's campaign finance system provides an 8-to-1 match for small donations of $250 or less for mayor and $175 for city council. Such small donor financing systems promote transparency, discourage big money, and encourage less affluent candidates to run. We have links to more at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK, Amory's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Welcome back to the Tyler Wall Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. 21 past the hour of 1 o'clock on a TGIF edition, Friday, December 20th, 2024. Glad to have you along, smack dab in the middle of our statewide Growing Up Gift List Text Win Contest. Somebody this hour is going to win an overnight getaway to the beautiful Chula Vista Resort in Wisconsin Dells. It can be yours if you text the word wreath. W-R-E-A-T-H. Text carefully. Because one thing that the lawyers don't want at Civic Media is a lot of hanky-panky going on. We're anti-hanky-panky here. So there's no hanky-panky. The computer is going to choose the entries. And if you don't spell it correctly, you're SOL. Out of luck. So the word is wreath, W-R-E-A-T-H, wreath. Text it right now. You can also win or be eligible to win one of our great 8 grand prizes, including a robot vacuum, a humidifier, an espresso machine, a snow blower, and a set of luggage. It's close, I hear. They're not telling us what the numbers are between me and my lovely and talented colleague, Jane Matnair, who joins us now from WAUK, in Southeast Wisconsin. Jane, it's gonna be like a cage match.
Well, so here's the thing, Todd. I am running errands. I'm innocently running errands. Go to the post office to pay my taxes. And I get back in the car and I hear the words gauntlet, cookies, and cage match. And now I'm at the library to return some library books, and I thought, I need to know what you have signed me up for, because as I heard Mr. Zahmer say, we did not come to terms on this.
That's true. And we don't know. Normally these things, they show us like right up until the last day where, and in each of one and every one of these contests, you and I have been remarkably close. And yes. I have eked out by some miracle, literally, I think the last time was like 7 votes. It was remarkably close. and one of these things, we bet a steak dinner when we were up at beautiful Balsam Lake doing our What Makes Wisconsin Great Jane and Todd tour, which was a heck of a lot of fun. Right. But no, for this one, there was no, you know, you and Greg just got spicy and I'm fearful now because they're not showing us the numbers. I'm fearful I'm way behind.
I don't think you should worry, Todd. I really don't. Because as we know, in the past, it's your last-minute push that always puts you over the top. And well, as much as it breaks my heart to admit that Amory was the one that puts you over the top the first time around, Todd. And I'm trying not to take that too personally. But, Yeah, so I figure, you know, Amory is probably going to come through for you again.
Well, and I do feel
the way that things are going.
I do feel badly about that because Amory was Jane's love for so very long, and it stabbed her in the back.
Well, now I have a new favorite place I've never been.
Where's that?
Butternut.
Butternut? Where is that at?
We had a winner from Butternut, and I did not know there was a Butternut, Wisconsin, so I looked it up, and it's near Park Falls.
Oh.
And there's a lodge on Butternut Lake, Todd.
Oh my
And
gosh.
I think that needs to be on our next tour.
I think a summer Jane and Todd tour to Butternut is exactly what we need. Because Balsam
absolutely.
Lake was lovely.
Balsam Lake was incredible. It was absolutely fabulous. And in all seriousness, my friends, Todd and I are good friends.
Yes, we are.
This is all in good humor. Although I will never speak to you again. No, I'm kidding.
Well, we went to Balsam Lake. It was like Katharine Hepburn and Henry Ford out there, you know, on Golden Pond. And Jane was going, calling the loons.
That was the old fashioned stuff.
Yeah. I was like Henry Fonda. I couldn't remember where I was. You know, it's the mad cow. No, Jane, you're a remarkable friend and a remarkable talent. And I'm fortunate to work in this company with you. And we have a lot of fun together. And that really is the key to this whole thing, is to have fun for all of our listeners and for all the winners and our great sponsors. And shout out to Aaron Carreno, who puts all these together, because it's a heck of a lot of work.
Absolutely. It absolutely is. Everyone at Civic Media makes all of these things happen, and there isn't enough time to list everybody. So, no, it's great. Good luck. I know you're going to do it.
Well, you
go
too,
ahead,
Jane.
Amory, just go give it to him, Amory. Go ahead.
Happy holidays to you and your wonderful husband. Are you doing any big plans? Are you going overseas for the holidays?
No. we're actually going to be home. We're going to my sister's, okay. And then I'm taking next Thursday and Friday off. And I know you have got some time off coming up.
Yep.
Enjoy yourself.
You too, Jane.
You deserve it. Love you, my friend.
Love you too, Jane. Thank you so very much. Andrew Main says the losing host has to work on Wednesday. No, we have a pre-recorded show. All right. Thanks, Jane. We appreciate you so very much. Look, Jane is fantastic, but help me out. Wreath, Wreath, Wreath is the word this hour. And more importantly, as Jane said, above and beyond our foolishness here, help yourself out. All of our wonderful listeners, that's what these contests are all about. Again, you can win an overnight getaway to Chula Vista Resort in Wisconsin Dells simply by texting the word Wreath, Wreath, right now. And you're also eligible to win one of our other fabulous grand prizes right here on Civic Media's Grown Up Gift List Text to Win Contest. Zomers, I don't know. We'll see.
Yeah, I mean, as Tony said, it's very close.
Tony has access to the numbers.
He says that the text entries are within single digits.
Single digits. And it's the bonus entries
that are making the difference.
Gosh, I think Jane usually outdoes us on the bonus entries.
She usually does.
So I'm telling you, I think it could be a Christmas gift for Jane here, unless our audience gets going. Text Wreath, 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 right now to be eligible to win that wonderful overnight getaway to Chula Vista Resort in Wisconsin Dells. I know Zomers hasn't been there, but Jane and I were. It's a lovely, lovely place.
I have heard that, and I'd like to go at some point.
It's a great bar, has the breakfast. For me, it was the breakfast in the morning. So made-to-order omelets, and you have waffles and every kind of bakery you can imagine and fresh fruit. There's a hot tub there. There's an indoor pool. So even though it's cold outside, you can warm yourself up at Chula Vista Resort in Wisconsin Dells. Great place to go, whether you win this trip or not. They have a golf course up there. It's a great place just to get away. Lots of trees, outdoor, great atmosphere. It's a little bit away from the downtown Midway. So if you're not somebody who really wants all that hustle and bustle, check out Chula Vista Resort in Wisconsin Dells and text the word Wreath, Wreath, for a free trip to Chula Vista. Come on back. More of the show after this on Civic Media's Radio Network.
Lake Air, 1260 AM WLAK. You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
for WLAK News, I'm James Kelly. Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers and the Department of Workforce Development have announced a seventh consecutive month of record-high employment. According to a press release, Wisconsin's labor force grew by about 7,200 over the month of November to surpass the previous record high set in October. Workforce officials say the state's unemployment rate has remained steady at just under 3%, staying below the national unemployment rate of 4.2%. The unemployment data is tracked by the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics. The Wisconsin Department of Health Services is reporting a growing positivity rate for norovirus cases. According to health officials, the highly contagious virus had a positive test rate of about 19% through the last week of November. That total was nearly 10% higher than the positive rate at the beginning of November. The University of Wisconsin-Eau Claire campus had also reported an outbreak of the virus during that time frame. The virus is commonly referred to as the stomach flu, and symptoms could include vomiting and diarrhea. The Duluth Police Department is investigating after two people were found dead in a vehicle in the airport parking ramp. According to law enforcement authorities, officers were attempting to find a man who had expressed suicidal ideations and found him and a woman dead inside the vehicle on the top floor of the Duluth International Airport parking ramp. Police say the two people knew each other and there is no threat to the general public. Duluth International Airport officials say the investigation will not impact their normal operations. A number of Superior residents have seen a drastic increase in their property taxes following a citywide assessment of property values. According to Mayor Jim Payne, the assessments and additional local funding for schools are the driving factors behind the increase. In total, Superior residents are facing an over $3.5 million increase in their property tax burden. Mayor Payne also assured residents that this property tax increase is a one-time thing under inconvenient circumstances, and he does not expect another big hike in the near future. For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Can you imagine not even having contact info for your parents? That's how Trinity Rodman is rolling these days, saying her father, Dennis Rodman, is only her dad by blood. Trinity, who is a professional soccer player for the Washington Spirit, appeared on the Call Her Daddy podcast and said her father's hard-partying lifestyle as an NBA player was not conducive to him being a good parent. I believe that's true, but he did make a beautiful bride. FX's series The Old Man has two seasons in the books, and that is all, folks. The show about an ex-CIA operative played by Jeff Bridges performed well in its first season and received two Emmy nominations. Season 2 received three Critics' Choice nominations, but that did not stop FX from pulling the plug. Despite this, it's a pretty good show if you want to check it out. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Enjoying this local program?
Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Bright and beautiful, with the sunlight making the fresh snow sparkle. High temperatures today only tap the teens and slide sub-zero overnight. This means tomorrow it'll be a chilly one with highs remaining in the teens. A few more clouds filter in for Sunday, but we stay dry all weekend long. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 15 degrees.
Uh-oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots. And now a speech.
I just want to say that friendship is about heart. Heart and brain. Who's with me?
Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
And my brain is saying, when it's time to go home, somebody call me a ride.
Love that guy.
Me too.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Robot vacuums still frighten me, but you could win one as part of the grown-up gift list text to win contest. Shane Matinair is here. Where are you on robot vacuums?
Probably no. Yeah. My husband and I bought a Shark. If I could love a little appliance, I love my Shark vacuum.
When something actually sucks the way that you want it to, that's a good thing.
That is a good thing.
Well, look at the time here.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday morning, 6 until 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Pat Kreitlow.
Monday morning, a simple way to reduce the burden on property taxpayers. Have the legislature go back to paying its fair share for special education.
Up North News with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday morning starting at 6.
Welcome back to the Tell All Ball show on the Civic Media Radio Network. 34 now past the hour of 1 o'clock on Friday, a TGIF edition of the Tell All Ball show on December 20th. What do you dial up there, Mr. Zomers? Timely.
Hot and Cold by Katy Perry.
Love it. Love it. Timely indeed, as Mike Lucas likes to say. Time once again, but wait, before we do that, I'm Tony now, the data genius he is, he can see the numbers in real time. This text-to-win internal contest between Jay Matinair and Greg Bach and myself. It's remarkably close, and I have a terrible gut feeling we are about to go down in defeat unless you, our loyal listener audience, can save us. Text help yourself, by the way. This isn't for me. It's for you. I really don't get anything out of it other than internal happiness. Other than the fact that my holiday will be completely ruined if we lose. How desperate does that sound? All right. Help yourself out. Participate in the grown-up gift list text to win contest. You, our loyal listeners, will be eligible to win somebody this half hour. Not out of all the entries for the day. It's only the entries this hour.
Some terms and conditions apply.
Some terms and conditions apply. At a statewide contest. Somebody's going to win an overnight getaway to Chula Vista Resort in Wisconsin Dells. Download the Civic Media app and text the word wreath, not plural, singular, wreath, W-R-E-A-T-H, wreath. Text the word wreath right now, and if you do, you're eligible to win the overnight getaway to the Chula Vista Resort in Wisconsin Dells, and you'll also be eligible to win one of our great grand prizes. There are eight of them, two robot vacuum cleaners, a humidifier, two espresso machines, two sets of luggage, and a snow blower. Who doesn't want that? I could use a snow blower. Anyway, it's 36 past the hour of 1 o'clock. Time now once again to play What's Worse. Here we go. This or that, this
or that. Then, of course, the choice is yours. You can get with this or you can get with that. You can get with this or you can get with that. You can get with this.
Time now to play What's Worse. Unlike the text to win contest, there are no actual prizes involved in What's Worse. Just your chance to have your voice heard across Wisconsin on the vast Civic Media Radio Network. And really, who can put a price on that? Right? Right? And you could also be heard on the Civic Media app worldwide. All right. Timely indeed. Nice job with the music, Zomers. What's worse, being cold or being hot? What's worse, being cold or being hot? 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. You could also text on the Civic Media app. First, text the word wreath, W-R-E-A-T-H. And then you can text in what's worse. Being cold or being hot? 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. Let's go to the phone lines. Cindy, listening in Appleton, Wisconsin. Cindy, what's worse?
Well, I guess it depends, because if you're cold, if you can't, you know, put stuff to bundle up or warm up, then cold is worse. But if it's, you know, where you can hot, you can't take much off. You know, you can stand in front of a humidifier or a air conditioner, but as long as it's, if you can bundle up if you're cold, because I would rather be a little cold because you can always make yourself warm.
All right. There you go. Thank you. Appreciate it, Cindy. Happy holidays to you. Thanks for calling in. What's worse, being cold or being hot? Kurt in Madison on WXMDX says, I was stationed in Fairbanks, Alaska. Well, Kurt, first of all, thank you for your service. This is an easy one. Cold is far, far worse. Now, this is an interesting one because I think a little bit it depends like what your circumstances are, where you're at, right? So for Kurt being stationed in Fairbanks, Alaska, I bet it was cold. And maybe there's only so much you can do if you're stationed in Fairbanks, Alaska. What's worse, being cold or being hot? 855-752-4842. Gary, listening in Sussex. Gary, thanks for calling in. What's worse?
Well, I would say almost both of them. The reason why is my wife is super hot, but when I want to get together with her and my body's cold, she says, get away from me. So they're both kind of bad.
Now, that's very interesting, because if you have a partner and if one of you runs hot and one of you runs cold, that cannot be a good combo, right?
That's right.
well, here's...
So, yeah, I came in from snow blowing, and I jumped in bed to warm up, and she said, stay away from me.
Well, Gary, here's to staying hot during the holidays. All right. We appreciate you, Gary. Thank you so very much. What's worse, being cold or being hot? 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. Eric in Madison, listening on WMDX, says heat is deadly more quickly, but cold is more immediately uncomfortable. Now, that's a very nuanced answer, very well thought out. Zomers, I don't feel like I have to ask you at all, but what's worse, being cold or being hot?
Yeah, you know, for me, that being hot is much worse. I overheat so easily. I get really sweaty. Mm. Part of it's due to a medical condition, and I just don't tolerate heat very well. It'll make me feel lightheaded and pass out, and we don't want any of that.
No, you don't want that. I mean, for me, it's one of those kind of like depends type of questions, right? Because I think in general, generally speaking, if I'm at home or somebody's house or just out walking, I can always put on something warmer to make me warmer, usually, generally. So you can put more clothes on and make yourself warmer. However, like I was flying back from Seattle on Monday night, and I got on the plane, and a lot of times, especially this time of year, a plane will be cold. So I had a sweater and I had a jacket on. And I sat down in that seat, and they had turned off like everything in the plane, and it was hot. And I'm sitting right, you know, I had the window seat. There was a guy next to me in the middle seat, and it was like, you know, trying to struggle. I felt like John Candy in Planes, Trains, and Automobiles. Like I could not get the jacket off quick enough because I was sweating. It was ridiculous.
Oh yeah.
So in those situations, it's always hard, right?
In high school and college, I had that every single day, every class.
Yep.
And when it was cold out, I'd walk in and immediately, as soon as I go in the door, I have to take off like three layers.
What's worse, being cold or being hot? 855-752-4842. Let's go to Julie from Beaver Dam. Julie, what's worse, being cold or being hot?
Well, as a former mail carrier, I would rather work in the cold than in the heat.
Now, that's a great perspective. First of all, thank you for everything that you've done and to all our mail carriers out there. That is tough work, but that's a great perspective.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because only, when it's hot out in the summer,
layers to get right.
You can only take off so much if you're a mail carrier.
Yeah.
Are you one of the carriers that carried around the big bag of mail as well? I mean, those things have how many pounds? Like, what's the average weight of a mail carrier's bag when you're walking around?
Oh, probably a good 30, 40.
Wow.
Depends on how much you can shove in there.
Right? But I think 40 pounds in 90-degree heat, you know, trying to avoid nasty dogs, that ain't no fun at all.
Yeah.
Well, you guys do great work. We appreciate you. Thank you so very much, Julie. Happy holidays to you. Thanks for calling in. What's worse, being cold or being hot? 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. Let's see. We have on the line here on WMDX, being hot is worse. Me taking off clothes in a few countries may be considered a war crime. I'd rather be fully covered, except shorts. I will wear shorts in the winter. Now, that's a very Wisconsin thing, it seems like to me.
I see a lot of people.
Mary in Tulsa, beautiful Tulsa, says both are phenomenal. A hot sauna followed by cold exposure supports health, keeps us out of the hospital. Now, that's, I've always wanted, well, I guess I did kind of, sort of. Years ago, my mom used to have an outdoor hot tub, and me and my friends, whatever, occasionally during this time of year, we would stay in the hot tub, and it was like usually about 105. It was like the perfect temperature for a hot tub. And then we would get out and roll in the snow. And then get back in the hot tub.
That would make me pass out.
It's refreshing, though. So I've never done like what Mary says, like over like in Finland or Switzerland. It's very common. Saunas are a big thing. And they sit in there and sweat. They sweat it out. And then they go outside in the freezing. It can be good for your health. I've heard that. But I've never experienced it in Switzerland, per se, or anywhere else overseas. 855-752-4842. What's worse, being cold or being hot? Go back to the old home station, WRCE, in Richland Center, the beautiful Driftless Whistler. What's worse, being cold or being hot?
I think being cold is worse. In the summer times, you know, the wife will have the air conditioner on, I'll be outside working, you know, and I feel comfortable, I feel hot. Mm-hmm. I come inside and cool down, but then I get too freaking cold.
Right.
So I got to go back outside.
Right.
So I think you know, cold is definitely worse.
All right, cold. There's a vote for cold being worse. All right, Whistler, thank you so much. Happy holidays. 855-752-4842. What's worse? Mark from Pertisac, what's worse, being cold or being hot?
Well, imagine it's a matter of perspective. I can remember this was decades ago that I was working nights at the Holiday gas station in Superior on Highway 2 and 53 there. Right when you get into Superior, it was mid-May, and I was in a short sleeve shirt, and there's maybe a little bit of a breeze coming off the lake. It was probably, you know, maybe 50 degrees, and I was perfectly comfortable. But these boys were coming up from Point South, going up, headed up to Canada for the Canadian Fishing Opener, and they were putting on their parkas because they were so cold. And I was just coming out of the winter time, and being a young buck at the time, I was pretty comfortable in short sleeve shirt, you know, in 50 degree weather, and they were freezing. So that. I don't know if I could do that today, but I mean, it's just a matter of perspective. I mean that you just got to dress for the weather and hope for the best.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks, Mark. Appreciate it. Happy holidays to you, my friend. 855-752-4842. What's worse, being cold or being hot, Zommers?
The stories about, you know, people's jobs and how that affected it reminded me. I forgot about this, but I used to work in an iron foundry years ago.
Did you really?
Yes, I did. Which it was before I knew that I had like medical heat intolerance.
Right.
I worked there during the summer and during the winter, during breaks from college. Mm. And it, as one might expect, it was pretty hot in there. But you got to wear long sleeves and long pants,
right,
because it's a foundry and you don't want to get, you know, all that nasty crap all over you.
Of course.
And working third shift helped a lot because the sun wasn't out.
Mm.
And the winter was much easier to work there in the winter because you just go out. Like, I got to drive the forklift outside.
Oh, nice.
And that felt so good.
I bet it did. Well, what's worse, being hot or being cold? Off the text line, Matt, our great UPS driver at Richland Center, says hot is worse. That's why we wear light dangle shorts with no shame. Now, this brings up, what the heck is light dangle shorts?
I have no idea. Or Lieutenant Dangle? I don't know.
Lieutenant Dangle? Lieutenant Dangle?
It's LT light. Dangle is what it says.
Wait a minute. Have we got freeballing UPS drivers roaming around?
It's Lieutenant Dangle. And it's just really short shorts on a cop.
Now, I need to order myself some packages if that's the case. A Christmas package. What can be better? 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. What's worse, being hot or being cold? What's worse is finishing this hour and not having entered our text to win contest. Sommers puts a photo up here. Good Lord. Text the word wreath right now. WREATH. Wreath. And you're going to be entered in to win an overnight all-expense-paid getaway to Chula Vista Resort in Wisconsin Dells and eligible to win one of our 8 grand prizes. Text the word WREATH, WREATH, right now on the Civic Media app. If you don't have it, download it right now. Come back with your phone calls. Wrap things up for a Friday in the Todd Allball Show right here on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK, Amory's home for Matt and Air on Air.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. Big news in Wisconsin this month, as much of the controversial anti-union Act 10 law was struck down in a ruling by Dane County Circuit Court Judge Jacob Frost. Two takeaways on this. One, the ruling gets at the heart of what has always made this law so brazenly political, by defining public safety employees differently from general public employees. That decision was pretty clearly made not based on across-the-board policy, but on which unions backed Scott Walker for governor in 2010. It would be fitting if that is what ultimately spells the end for this controversial law. Secondly, this case is headed to an appeal, which almost certainly will end up at the Wisconsin Supreme Court. While this case still might be decided by the court's current 4-3 liberal majority, it's a good reminder of just how important the upcoming race for state Supreme Court will be.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area and on our website at civicmedia.us.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Earl Ingram.
Mr. Ben Wickler, he is running for the national DNC chair. The fundamental problem was the Democratic brand. Do you think that is the case more than the Harris campaign?
Core answer is yes. The Democratic brand, it's not what we necessarily do or say. It's what people have heard and internalized. And that to me is an argument for thinking about how and where we communicate, making sure we are present in places where people are thinking about stuff other than politics.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local civic media radio station and on the app. This is Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
Fire on the mountain, run, boys, run. The devil's in the house of the rising sun. Chicken in the bread pan, picking out dough. Granted, there's a dog bite, no child, no.
Pick up your phone. Help me out. We are in the final moments of this contest, the Grown Up Gift List Text to Win Contest. It's like a fiddle-off, just like the Charlie Daniels Band. Text the word wreath, right? And it's a hard, hard word. I feel like it's a setup. I think there was hanky-panky going on. You have to, this is completely serious. You have to text it correctly because it's not humans picking out the winners. It's a computer. And these darn computers, you have to spell it correctly or you're not going to be entered. So text the word wreath. Spelled W-R-E-A-T as in Todd, H as in Henry. W-R-E-A-T-H, wreath. We've had some, I don't want to repeat the words to confuse people. We've had other words being texted in. Make sure it's wreath, W-R-E-A-T-H. And then when you text it in, you should get a bounce back to confirm your entry, and when you sign up for the newsletter or whatever it asks you to do, you get a secondary entry. And there are unconfirmed reports right now. That's where Jane Matner is kicking my behind on these bounce back, because she and Greg are fantastic at this. Been taking it to us for 2 weeks. So text the word wreath, W-R-E-A-T-H, and then follow whatever the instructions are afterwards to get a second entry, not for me, for yourself, because somebody this hour is going to win an overnight getaway to the Chula Vista Resort in Wisconsin Dells. And then you're also eligible to win one of our 8 grand prizes. It includes 2 robot vacuums. You only get one, but there are 2 robot vacuums up for grabs, a humidifier, and oh my gosh, it is dry out right now, dry inside. 2 espresso machines, make yourself a fabulous espresso, 2 sets of luggage to get the heck out of Dodge, and also a snow blower up for grabs. All of that you're eligible for by simply texting the word wreath, W-R-E-A-T-H, right now on the Civic Media app. Also, we're playing What's Worse. What's Worse, being cold or being hot? 855-752-4842. Chuck, listening in East Troy. Chuck, what's worse, being cold or being hot?
Definitely being hot. And if you worked for the Department of Natural Resources for 35 years, in the marsh, it's definitely worse because you can't take your clothes off and you would be eaten alive by mosquitoes.
Right.
So definitely hot.
Well, thank you for your work working for Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources. Appreciate that. That is tough work indeed, but important work. So there you go. Also, Tyler in Columbia County, listening on WMDX, says being hot is worse. Wisconsin lakes are a good solution to cool down. People ask me at Devil's Lake State Park what my favorite trail is, and as a scuba diver, my answer is 30 feet below. It's nice and cool there. There's even a picnic table. Now, there's something I didn't know. There's a picnic table underwater at Devil's Lake State Park. I did not know that, as Johnny Carson once said. 855-752-4842. Oshkosh, WISS, our great station there. Carl, listening in Oshkosh. Carl, what's worse, being cold or being hot?
Definitely being hot. Being deployed when I was in the military, you definitely can't take more clothes off. You're going to end up wearing more gear.
Right? Absolutely. Carl, thanks for your service, by the way. We appreciate all of our great military folks and veterans as well. So thank you for that. Happy holidays to you, Carl. Thank you so much.
Thank you. You too, Todd. Thank you.
I'll appreciate that. Also, by the way, one of our listeners texted in. This is good news. Apparently, President Biden is giving federal employees another 8 hours of holiday pay for Christmas Eve on his way out the door. So how about that?
Nice.
So many thanks to President Biden for giving our federal employees 8 hours of extra holiday pay. Tony Zimmerman he's messing with the protocol. He said reef is such an easy word to spell. He misspelled it. You have 3 minutes left. Well, four, I guess.
Three and a half.
To text the word in, because you could be on your way to an overnight getaway at Chula Vista Resort in Wisconsin Dells. You're not competing against anybody else or anybody else's show's listeners. This is only for our listeners the last hour. Somebody this hour that entered this hour will win the getaway. Text the word wreath, WREATH. Wreath. Text the word wreath right now to the Civic Media app. Download it on your Apple or Android device. Open it up. Go to a station. Click it. You'll see the word text. Hit text and text the word wreath, WREATH. You too could be a winner. It's been a great contest. And again, many thanks in all seriousness to Aaron Carreno, our vice president, who puts this all together. It's a lot of work. I know our owner, Sage Weil, is involved in the technology side of this. And many thanks to our sponsors, by the way, as well. Most notably, the Chula Vista Resort in Wisconsin Dells, as well as all those people that donated those great prizes. And many thanks to Jane and Greg for going along and having a lot of fun with this and getting people involved. That's what it's all about, helping you folks out during the holiday season. Coming up on a Monday, we're going to have a live show, a new show. I believe Brady Ewing's going to be in and some other surprises. So, and by the way, it's Monday Night Football. Packers taking on the Saints on Monday Night Football. We'll preview that as well. So it should be a fun new live show on Monday. We'll see you then. Have a great weekend, Mr. Zomerins. We'll do a board game as then on Monday as well, a holiday board game.
In case you're looking for some very, very last-minute gifts.
Absolutely. Many thanks to Luke Mathers for being here today, for Jane Matt Nair for calling in. I appreciate her friendship and being a professional colleague as well. She is absolutely the best. And all of you for listening, one last time, text the word wreath, WREATH, wreath. Text it right now. You have 2 minutes left to get in and win that great trip from Chula Vista Resort. Whatever you're fighting for, whatever you believe in, do not give up. Keep banging your drum. See you Monday. Banging on your drum, and they will hear you.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK, Amory's home for Up North News Radio.
Dom Selvia.
Next time, will the Musk-Trump GOP get to a plan C to fund the government before midnight Friday? Also, what impact does the ABC-Disney settlement have on journalism? Tune in.
The Dom Selvia Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Robot vacuums still frighten me, but you could win one as part of the grown-up gift list text to win contest. Jane Matinair is here. Where are you on robot vacuums?
Probably no. Yeah. My husband and I bought a Shark. If I could love a little appliance, I love my Shark vacuum.
When something actually sucks the way that you want it to, that's a good thing.
That is a good thing.
Well, look at the time here.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday morning, 6 until 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK Amory and 107.5 FM W298DK Amory. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is a special report from ABC News. Government Shutdown Watch, I'm Michelle Franzen. Lawmakers are now less than 10 hours away from a deadline. Last-minute opposition leading to a scramble for an alternative funding fix. ABC's Jay O'Brien is on Capitol Hill and says the House Speaker could break up the measures, but without President-elect Trump's demand of extending the debt limit.
Regardless of what they choose, what we're being told from sources in the room is that the debt ceiling is not going to be addressed this time around. It will be kicked into being addressed into the new year. And that was a key demand from Donald Trump, that any temporary government funding also include addressing the debt ceiling and extending the debt ceiling, which is set to be hit now in the spring, into January of 2027.
If the government funding runs out, it would impact more than 3.5 million government workers, including the military, TSA, and air traffic controllers, along with Americans who rely on government programs. This is ABC News.
I'm James Kelly.